This is the Motor Cop Chronicles podcast with the midweek news. Join your hosts, Iceman and Holstera, two law enforcement professionals ready to offer their unfiltered opinions on the latest news from the world of law enforcement. No filters, no edits. So be warned, the content may be upsetting to some listeners. Sit down and hold up. This may get a little bumpy.
Welcome. It's not really midweek news. It's kind of...
There's more shit that we need to talk about.
Thirsty news. We got Thirsty Thursday. Actually, it's raining every freaking day here now. So I am unable to go write tickets in the afternoons. And I figured, hell, why not just throw some extra out? You know, it's better than just, you know, can't cut the grass or nothing because it's raining. So I figured it's better than sitting there watching TV, right?
Yep.
So everybody go like and subscribe. Hit the bells, the notifications. You'll know when we do this. Put out a little memo earlier. So it's a little extra. Go write reviews. Yeah, dogs don't want to go out either. You're right, Todd. I don't want to say his name, but he's laying right here being quiet.
It was hilarious. The minute we started recording, he started whining.
I was like, God, he just knew. What's up, Roy? I don't know what's up with the rain, but I don't know if you've seen your meme in the clubhouse over there. You can go check it out. There we go. You got your own meme.
You ain't bullshitting, Roy. When I was up there and it rained, shit, I didn't think about it because I slept in the clubhouse most of the time because I found that more comfortable. But I'd go outside to go smoke a cigarette. I stepped off that porch and sank straight to my ankle. I'm like, what the hell?
He's just got all kind of bitches. Just bitch. Bitch about the ditches. Bitch about the crawfish holes.
No, those are actually pretty cool. Bitch about the trailer park.
The trailer parks and stuff. You're just doing it. Well, we'll just jump right into it because this will probably be a little bit longer than our normal one. So,
yeah, it was kind of. I looked at the first story and I'm like, Jesus, again, another minor, 17 years old. He has been arrested for attempted murder, grand theft, and carjacking before. Decided that when the deputy tried to remove him from the vehicle, he was going to run her the fuck over. So he smashed her between the car and the patrol vehicle and then proceeded to roll over her. She is in the hospital doing, I guess, you know, she's alive.
Yeah, I got a little video of it happening here once I can get it pulled up.
But, I mean, the little bastard shouldn't have been out. I mean, you know, attempted murder and everything else, and he's out?
Mm-hmm.
And bringing firearms to school.
Ed, don't start playing. Oh, yeah, he's definitely a little bastard. That's really loud.
Once again, she should have solved the problem by ending that little fucker.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, there is a video. That's the only thing bad about doing live stuff. You got to deal with other stuff.
I'm echoing?
No. Hey, are you?
Roy, am I echoing?
Let me check on something here, and I'll be able to tell. Let me go back over here. Do you sound better now?
Sound better now?
Okay. I know what it is. Y'all just stand by. Deal with it for a second.
Hey, Jennifer.
All right. He shouldn't be echoing anymore.
Am I echoing now?
No, you're not going to be echoing now. Let me go back to grab this.
He keeps this up. He's going to be able to work his tech support for this.
Doubt it. It might get a little. Turn that down once this ad goes by. We'll watch the video. There we go.
I'm going to show you the video, and it's disturbing. are you going to see her get run over. You're going to see just the total disregard for her that this person had yesterday. That's the suspect's car. That's the bad guy's car. That's the two deputies. Deputy Merriman right there.
See him run over right there, look.
He doesn't just stop. Then he runs into another car trying to get away. This is another angle.
Should have mag dumped it.
This car, you'll see them approach. This is the same one. Again.
Man, he gassed it, too.
Pins her against the car, runs over, and that's where she ends up. Seriously.
She's there. That guy right there should have been putting bullets in that car right there.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his hands in his vest. You're approaching a fucking stolen car.
Again. Well, that guy's car.
Watch how fast
he's still got his fucking hands in his vest.
Right, look, you can see he gassed it. At that point,
again, one more time, I want you to see.
He should have just been unloading.
He went after her with that car. That stolen car that he's in, he purposely runs over her.
That mean?
That car was no different than a gun.
That kid should have been taking a dirt nap.
Could have taken her life.
You know?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm 110% with you. What now? Keep this angle? Yeah. He's still got his fucking hands in his vest. She's got the shittiest zone partner in the world.
Well, I don't know why he didn't fire downrange at that kid. You know, so, because I'm sure the kid is probably at home with his mommy and daddy already, so.
Well, they're begging him to try to not give him any bail. I mean, put it this way. He's already been charged with these things and been found guilty before, and now he's in again as a repeat offender. I hope they try him as a fucking adult.
They need to. My face looks weird. I don't know why my face looks weird.
That's not the Iceman. That's Brad Pitt.
Of course, what was this kid? He was 17 years old?
Yep.
Yeah, another juvenile. Or they classify as juvenile. I don't think a 17-year-old should be classified as a juvenile. I think they should be classified as a fully grown-ass person because they know what's right and wrong. Period. They know what's right and wrong. Hell, they know what's right and wrong when they were 13, 14 years old. This next one here, there he goes. Better hush up, Duke the Dog.
Duke the Dog. Yeah. By the way, we do have merch that's coming.
Well, he's got his new collar on. It says Duke the Dog, and on the side of it, it says licking balls, and it says sniffing ass and licking balls on it. That's what dogs do. Why is my filter disturbing? Because I'm not cartoonish, at least.
You kind of became an icon with that cartoon.
this next one, the headline is very deceiving. It's from out of Florida. It said a federal officer armed with an AR-15 is killed by deputies in Key Largo.
See, I was hoping that was going to be like an ATF agent or something when I seen the headline.
No, but they make it sound like, you know, he was just had a gun and the cops killed him. That's how, to me, it sounded like. But in Key Largo, this woman that called, she called 911 asking for help. And, yeah, I think it was her husband or her boyfriend or something like that. His name was Lane Cavanis. He's a TSA officer, federal flight deck officer. He died during a shooting involving the Monroe County Sheriff's Office at Key Largo Ocean Resort, which is a gated community. I guess it's a resort. He was 48 years old. They said the detectives and the patrol cars responded after they got a call about him being intoxicated and having a weapon. They said he walked out on a balcony armed with a gun and dropped it when he was told to. They said he they were warned that he said that he was ready for battle. A few minutes later, he came back outside onto the balcony again, but this time he had an AR-15 with him. He pointed it at the officers, and what happens when you point a gun at the cops, they usually shoot at you.
They air your ass out.
They did. They shot at him, and he was dispatched. And it sounds like whatever he had going on in his head, that he knew what was going to happen. And he committed suicide by a cop is what it sounds like to me. Because if he planned on shooting at him, he'd have come out of the door shooting at him.
Right.
He wouldn't have walked out and let them see that he had a weapon pointed at him to get shot. He wanted to die. He just didn't have the guts to do it himself.
Should have jumped off the balcony like fucking Chuck Norris.
So whatever was going on in this man's head, he decided to end his life. But what's fucked up about it is these cops that killed him have to live with the fact that they killed this man now. See, people that do commit suicide by cop don't realize that they put a strain on the people that had to end up taking their life.
Yeah.
Because they were, I don't think anybody should kill themselves, go get help. But don't use the police to kill yourself. I mean, you know, get some balls and do it yourself, if anything else, where at least, you know, you're not hurting a whole bunch of people. You're hurting yourself and your family member. This way, you're hurting a whole bunch of people you don't even know. So, I don't know. A TSA agent is that a high stress job?
What, grabbing people's balls at the airport? No.
What about the shampoo bottle taker? You have too many ounces.
That's more than 8 ounces.
You have more than 8 ounces.
Well, either way, I don't agree with the headline being a federal officer.
No, they made it sound like it was a FBI.
Like an ATF
or some shit like that. Yeah, that headline was fucked up.
So the next one, we got a sheriff.
Nope. A man that was arrested.
Sheriff states, man arrested in Baton Rouge, drug bust, dealt narcotics while holding his child. So basically this shitbag, I don't know if you got the picture of him sitting on the hood of his car.
Right there.
Okay. So he decided he was going to sell copious amounts of narcotics.
Copious?
Copious. It means a lot.
Oh, anyway. They just couldn't say a lot.
Anyway, he sold a lot of drugs. Okay, fentanyl, all that shit. He had all these guns in his possession. But you know what? He did so while he was holding a one-year-old in his hands.
That's good father in there, huh?
See those things right next to the shotgun? Those are all baby wipes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what the fuck that is. But, yeah.
I think it's probably edibles or some kind of that mojo fake weed or some kind of shit like that. Probably what it is.
I got you. I don't even know how you put that drum magazine inside of a shotgun. How does that work?
That's a pistol drum round. Look at where the end of it.
I was getting my hopes up that it was for the shotgun.
No, that's all for the pistol.
So.
But he had all this on him up here with the kid in the car.
Yep. So I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch to try to charge him with child endangerment and, they got him on abandonment of a minor.
Yeah,
I don't know how he abandoned him. He was actually holding him in his arms when he sold the. They actually make an AK-12. Thing is fucking badass.
I don't know what AR-12 is. That a thing?
No, they don't have a platform for it. I don't think, but there is an AK-12. I've always wanted one of them. They're like $4,000, $5,000. Either way, yeah, they took AR-15s, $20,000 in cash. They confiscated his 2016 Denali.
So it wasn't a green car he's standing on, then?
No. I do like that car he's standing on. I like that color.
It's very
color
green.
My Cadillac was.
Very green.
Yes. Stoplight green.
Green. Anyway, he may still be in jail. Just didn't know.
In Baton Rouge, I would
He may be.
So.
He may be. This next one, we got the a lot of these are in Louisiana, by the way, if y'all listen. A lot of these stories. This next one's to do with some feds arresting some people, some nice fellas, some nice people. Not all fellas. We got a female in there, too. Let's pull up the little picture of him right here. These are upstanding citizens right here above my head. That would be them. The feds find suspected murderer aboard a tugboat in the Gulf of Mexico after break in a Louisiana missing person case. It's out of Husser, Louisiana. Not Hustler, but Husser. Don't get it wrong.
Hustler.
Federal agents went into the Gulf of Mexico to make a murder arrest after a missing man's body was found buried in a shallow grave in rural Louisiana. These three people right here, they were booked for first-degree murder, armed robbery, and obstruction of justice on August the 3rd. A day after, a tip led the deputies to the body of a 22-year-old Taiwan Day-Day Neal, who was buried near Singing Waterfall Road in Husser. Do they have a waterfall over there that sings? He'd been reported missing in July on the 17th. The Tangibahoa Sheriff's Office said that the 20-year-old Zoe Casanave of Folsom, I'm thinking that she's Zoe, I would think.
Hey, I don't know, after that conversation we had earlier.
Yeah, well, that is true. 24-year-old Dominic Brumfield of Hammond were arrested first. The third suspect, 22-year-old Milton Clark III, I'm taking that's the guy in the end. He looks the youngest. They were all taken into custody by the federal agents while working on a tugboat in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, at least the guy must not have had enough money on them when they robbed them that they still had to go to work. Casanova and Brumfield have since been booked into the Tangibahoa Parish Jail, and Milton was jailed in Texas and is waiting extradition. Pfeffer says a 12 gauge on an AR platform. Oh, okay. I got you. Why don't they just call it a 12 gauge? It's a shotgun.
But it's not. It has the capacity for a 100 round drum mag, which is like that fucking big around.
Yeah, it probably weighs 100 pounds.
It does, but it helps compensate for the kick on a 12 gauge.
Yes, Tyler. I did assume that she is a Zoe. If it's a she, I don't know. I don't care. I'm old and I'm just going to assume shit like that. So I'm assuming that this lady is Zoe, girl, whatever the fuck you want to call her. But anyway, they're all in jail. They kill people, you know. Hopefully they don't let them out no time soon. The guy in the end there, he just looks like he's fucking tired. It's like, I'm tired, man.
All I wanted to do was work on a fucking tugboat.
That's all I wanted to do.
First dude from Hammond that got arrested.
Damn it, rats.
Go down by yourself, bitch.
His next guy, I believe, he's from Louisiana, too. He got himself arrested.
The dumb son of a bitch, man arrested after running from police and hitting two officers with his car.
Yeah. This guy right here, the one making duck face in his jail picture. I don't
know. Right. He's doing a little blow fish kissy. Either way, this son of a bitch, he's 24 years old. He was just pulled over and decided he was going to run. When he decided he was going to do that, I'm not sure if he backed over the police officers or what, but he struck two police officers with his vehicle. This is the one time I'm kind of glad they didn't air his ass out. His little baby was in the back seat. He did all this with his baby in the back seat. So had those cops have done the right thing and gunned him down, they ran the chance of accidentally killing his child. I don't know why any person would put their child in that situation unless they just were that big of a piece of shit.
Just don't, he don't care. Obviously, this dude right here
right
does not care about his kid. You're a piece of shit if you're going to do stupid shit like that with the possibility you don't know if these cops are going to shoot at you or not, which they had the right to if you're running them over and you had a kid in the car with you. And then I wonder why the kids are growing up doing what they're doing. Hell, I mean, these teenagers, because this is how they're being raised. Prime example. Today, I went and did a walkthrough of a school because we're asked to do so by the man that signs my paychecks. Okay, it's the beginning of school year. I stopped by a charter school. It's K through 8, I believe. I do a walkthrough.
Are you wearing your boots?
No, I did not have. I had boots on, not my motor boots. But it's been raining all day. Don't stop interrupting me. You're going to mess my train of thought up.
Well, that's the way to demand respect. Nobody respects tennis shoes.
You bastard. I don't have tennis shoes on. I had Timberland boots on.
Had your gold fucking pump light up shoes on.
I wish I should have. I guess they would have probably been a little better. Anyway, walking around the school with an administrative person. I'd never been in this school before. It's not a big school. Anyway, she brought me in a few of the older kids' classes where they had before I've had troubles with some of the older junior high kids. Most of it was, fair. I was like, she introduced me. I'm like, hey, hi, kids. I was trying to talk to them, which I learned, and blah, blah, blah. Basic bullshit. Leaving out of one class and freaking just.
On day cab, sir.
I didn't hear that, but I did hear if I was walking out, they didn't say fuck, but I heard 12 as I was walking out. So I just ignored it and left out. So went to.
Did you go back and just be like, what did you say?
No, I didn't. Went to another class and I'm sitting there and I'm walking. This was a music or art type class. Not music, an art type class. And, you got to realize this is only like the third day of school. So they're still getting everything straight. I talked to some of the kids. I'm talking to one kid. I'm like, this and that. And, so I moved. The other ladies are talking to the kids. So I just move out the way. And this one boy, and he's only in eighth grade, so yes, he's a boy. I hear him make some little smart-ass comment to this. I guess he thinks he's trying to be big shit or something with the little girl sitting across from him. But he makes some comment, and I just looked at him and said, if you're going to talk about people, you ought to do it loud enough where they can hear you. Well, now I just called this little fucker out, right, in front of the little piece of ass he's trying to get. I embarrassed him at that point. So I'm standing there. And I just told him he needs to whisper a little bit farther. Well, he decides, he makes the comment that, I hear him look at the girl, yeah, them cops just always fucking with black people. I looked at him. I said, that has nothing to do with it, boy. Nothing to do with it at all.
Damn, you hit him with the boy. See, that you're still in Louisiana. You can get away with that shit.
What? He is a boy. He's a young boy. I don't care what color he'd been. That's the way I talk. I'm not doing it because he's black or anything. I call white kids boy. When I was growing up, I thought my name was Hey Boy. Because that's all my dad used to say, Hey Boy. I mean, that's just the way my language is. But anyway, I said.
Yeah, Joshua, that's how you reassure the fact that you never have to do another school walkthrough.
So I'm looking and I'm walking out, and I was like, well, that's nice. I looked at the lady. I was like, well, at least I'll know which ones will be going to prison later. She's like, what? I said, well, that one kid, and I told her what happened. I said, now, say, excuse my language, but that's when he says, that's why the cops always fucking with us black people. And she was like, I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's your children y'all are trying to teach. My point of this is it's motherfuckers like this with little kids in the car. That boy... it's learned behavior from his fucking parents. His parents talk like that. The one that said 12, learned behavior. They're being taught that shit at home. Then we have to deal with them on the street. That is learned behavior. These parents are teaching these kids to act like this and hate cops and stuff like that. I was doing nothing but trying to be nice to these kids and stuff like that. And I was getting that, and it's learned behavior. They're going to get to go home. The cop was an asshole to me. Yeah, sure was. I mean, I was actually nice. I could have been a bigger ass. And said, oh, teacher lady, did you hear that kid use the F word right there? Start school out early. Of course, they don't want to be at school anyway. He'd rather be at home playing PlayStation, eating edibles and smoking weed and shit like that, not getting education.
I can't believe you didn't hit him with, what's your daddy's name, boy? Probably put him in prison.
He probably, no, never mind. You're going to get me. my point is this is learned behavior. These kids are learning this shit at home. I had a conversation, I'll say it's conversation, the other day on a podcast I was watching, listen to, that was a little bit liberal, and and I'll say it here because I still believe it. Racism is not, you're not born, as some people say, no one is born racist. That is a taught and learned behavior. If that's the way you're raised and brought up, and I don't care what color your skin is, if you're brought up and that's all you hear from your parents and grandparents and everybody you're around, guess what? You're going to end up being like that. That is a learned, taught behavior. Nobody's born that way.
You don't believe it. Go past a preschool or a kindergarten and look at the babies outside playing.
I guess
each the little white babies be playing with little black babies, Spanish babies, Asian babies. Babies don't know. They just see another human life that's fun to hang out with.
We're doing all right, Zach. I'm glad you're here. Yeah, but it's learned behavior, and trust me, Peffers. I will end up dealing with this little fucker later on in life, if not sooner. Them people from Lucas Parish are just freaking just. There's some racist people over there. I'm
cross the tracks, buddy. Cross the tracks.
Not from that area at all.
New Orleans.
So anyway, let's move on to another story. But that's what happened today. And I mean, just little kids. Roy, you do not hate cops. Right now, you're probably sitting there. Oh shit! I put my hand up. You're probably sitting there with lotion.
Bottle of
lotion.
That's
all I gotta say right now.
So. Bottle of Jergens down the drain. So this next one is a big surprise. Actually, it's been a long time.
Got a video.
It's been a long time since I've actually seen a man teacher arrested for solicitation. Usually, it's been the female.
Which were you talking about?
This the Louisiana teacher tries.
So we just totally
15-year-old.
We're just totally skipping over to Advocates for Kids.
Well, I thought you were doing that.
Well,
oh fuck!
Let's play the video.
Of which one, the child molester or the Advocate for Kids?
The Advocate for Kids. I only got a picture of the child.
Free these kids that kill people.
The most dangerous kids to a new jail in East Baton Rouge. Reformers and even law enforcement caught right in the middle of an emergency move after frequent escapes. News 2's Bess Cassidy live in the newsroom.
Let me give you a little, I don't know if the news story does it all. I've talked about it before. They had hope. We've got a lot. The juveniles around here, as they classify as juveniles, are some bad little motherfuckers, okay?
And they know they can get away with it.
Well, they sent the worst of them off to a juvenile facility in Alabama.
And they kicked them out.
And the Alabama, they called and said, hey, you come get these little motherfuckers. They started a riot and shit over there. They're like, we ain't dealing with this shit. Y'all kids are too bad.
Yeah, we actually talked about that a month ago.
So they had to bring them back. So they're trying to open up old juvenile facility. They need to do some stuff to make it usable. So in the meantime, you got some of these kids in here for like double murders, and I mean, these are like, they're not kids, they're homicidal maniacs, and they're not there yet, but they plan on putting them at Angola in their own little unit.
Oh shit,
their own little unit away from all the grown-ups, even though these kids are the regular mates probably saying, thank God, them little bad fuckers will probably hurt us. Because, but these people here, of course, like, oh, no, the poor little children. So that's what this is about.
The new you put them apart inside of Angola. They ain't getting out.
Protesters aren't happy with
let them run away from there.
Move juveniles into
Angola. That's what I told you when we were going out there. I was running 75 miles an hour, and it still took us almost a fucking hour to get there.
Yeah, you're not going to just, you're not just going to walk out of there.
No, you're going to die before you reach the main road.
It's complete.
Money for schools, not prison. Money for housing.
Money for schools and money for housing. That's what he said so far.
Not prison. Money for mental health, not prison.
A handful of protesters.
You know what? It's not my job to pay for people's fucking houses with my tax money. It's called, if you want a house or somewhere to live, to me personally, go and get a job and fucking earn it and pay for it. It's not my job to feed you. It's not my job to get your head straight. I'm a taxpayer. You know what?
If these kids were in jail because of behavioral health issues, like they acting out in class, I could understand. We're talking about these fucking kids that run over police officers and shoot at people. And rob stores with guns and shoot people.
Kill people in cold blood.
They kill people. They, they don't deserve prison. They deserve death. I'm sorry. You break the fucking law, you need to go to jail.
Yeah, these little bastards.
Just because you're under the age of 18 don't mean jack shit.
If you're killing people at 15, 16, 17 years old,
you'll be doing it when you're 19.
You're going to have their body count's going to be high by the time in just a couple years. So,
gathered outside the Jetson Center for Youth in Baker to take a stand against what they consider to be a huge injustice.
We don't need babies. We don't need young people going to Angola.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Wait a minute. There's infants in Angola?
No. I guess they call them 15, 16, 17-year-old babies. I don't know. They're old enough to pull that trigger and kick you down. I like that little baby megaphone he's got. You can tell he's not a professional protester.
In the facility that was closed in 2014, right? That sounds like to me that we're going backwards, right? As opposed to progressing, right?
In June.
If he said right one more time. What you trying to get? Are you trying to get people to agree with you because you're not sure if you're right?
Right. Allegedly.
Right.
After breakouts at the juvenile jail in New Orleans, the Office of Juvenile Justice revealed
and the chain
it would
link?
Transfer some of the most problematic kids locked up there to the Jetson Center in Baker. But renovations needed to be completed before anyone could be moved.
We will temporarily move some, but not all of those youth, to a separate and isolated location at the Louisiana State Penitentiary.
After another breakout in July, the state decided to act faster with a plan to move the kids to Angola until renovations at Jetson are finished. The kids would be housed at the state pen in a facility separate from the adult inmates. So far, none of this has happened.
We will not move a child to that facility until we are 100% operational and ready to go.
So to that end, all children have been moved from Bridge City at this
point? She needs to get closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not one single youth. has been moved.
Young people can actually come back and be rehabilitated.
Hey, I love that word. Rehabilitated. These are stone cold killing kids that they're talking about putting over there in Angola right now. This kid didn't steal a pack of bubble gum from the local convenience store. This kid didn't, you know, get in a fist fight at school. This kid didn't go spray paint somebody. These kids carjacked people with weapons, shot people, killed people, robbed people, and all stuff like that. These aren't just like, oh, he's just being a bad boy. No, these are killers.
It's not the only protest surrounding the jail move.
Fight?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's fight.
In Baker, city officials are frustrated the OJJ still hasn't agreed to a meeting about concerns the facility, even renovated, isn't safe for anyone. The kids locked up inside or the people who live around it.
They can't protect the guys in Angola, the grown men, so I know they're not going to protect these kids, right?
The group gathering Tuesday isn't happy with either option.
Like, that's like putting a baby in the jungle.
Shit. What? It's like putting a...
It worked out good for Tarzan.
Yeah, these kids ain't babies.
Put a baby in the jungle. Anything coming at them. Jungle Book. If you've seen the movie...
The Jungle Book's coming at them.
Shere Khan.
What the fuck kind of book they got that's attacking people? They got a librarian over there throwing shit at them in the jungle?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Jesus.
You know, the anaconda.
But many
don't want none unless you got buns, huh?
The anaconda. I want to know something. And I'm not trying to be. I don't give a fuck. Do the news people go out and try to find the most dumbass motherfucker they can to put on TV?
Yep. Actually, they'll do multiple interviews.
Because it's like,
the best.
I think they find the most non-articulate, dumbest person they can find. Yeah, that's the one we're putting on TV. Jesus.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Angola is a good place for them.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, because if they do escape, they're not going to get far.
I mean, they'll have to escape the juvenile facility, then escape the adult facility.
They'll come back. They'll come back on their own.
Or juvenile get eaten offenders by gators. Aren't babies. Some are violent criminals. One of the escapees in July even shot a man while he was out. When asked what should be done with them, these groups say it's all about intervention.
If we were actually doing what the juvenile system was supposed to do,
We'd have so few kids in the prison, we wouldn't have a need for these large prisons that we keep trying to build. And we certainly, if we were really trying to support young people, we wouldn't be housing them at Angola. That's a recipe for disaster.
I guarantee if one of them gets out and shoots her sister, she'd change her fucking mind.
Staffing shortages for kids being able to escape their facilities. Live in the newsroom, Beth Casserly, WBRP.
It's fucking crazy. Anyway.
What the hell is this crying ass baby?
That was Duke. yeah, those people are like, oh, we need that. No, these kids are freaking killers. They're felons. They're criminals. Lock their little asses up because there's no rehabilitating them. They're Angola bound for the rest of their life. Might as well just leave them over there.
Make them into bull riders.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got a picture of this pedophile?
I do have a picture of him.
This is 26-year-old Bradley Dyer from Colfax.
How old is he?
26, from Colfax, Louisiana.
This dude looks bad for 26. Fuck.
Yeah, he looks a little older. But, so this stupid son of a bitch decided he was going to go ahead and send himself some child explicit photos and try to hook up with a 15-year-old, I'm assuming boy, but I don't know. I can't open the story, but regardless, that's basically it. He decided to, hey, I'm going to send some pictures of my tallywhacker since I can't even see it myself to you, you little 15-year-old, and told her that he's now got a job at a local high school as a teacher, and if she wants to get better grades, go ahead and transfer. Giggity.
He had recently started teaching at Grant High School, it says, in Concordia Parish. It don't say if it was a boy or a girl.
I guarantee it's in his first rodeo.
Oh, no. Look at him. That's 26 years old. That dude there.
Maybe that's why guys don't solicit high school girls anymore. Because you know what they say, right? Those that can do, Paul those Blart. That can't teach.
Paul Blart, you're right. He did kind of look like Paul Blart. Poor Paul Blart.
Paul had a better mustache.
Well, this next one right here. I'm starting to get real tired of seeing this shit, too. What the hell is that right there? What's this one? Yep. This right here, this man, he is the police chief of Grayson. And that is in Louisiana also.
Looks like a security guard.
It's in northeast Louisiana. He's a police chief. He was arrested on August 8th by the Louisiana State Police. His name is Mitch Bratton, and he was arrested on several undisclosed charges this time. He was previously indicted in May of 2022 on 6 counts of malfeasance in office, and he was also arrested in 2020 on felony theft charges.
We did crash a squad car and not tell anybody?
No. What I did find some stuff earlier, he got accused of, $6,000 in cash that was evidence or something that he was misappropriating. And, you want to hear the best?
That's just a bonus.
No, you want to hear the best part of this? You want to hear the best part of it?
Yes.
He is also running for re-election as we speak.
As the police chief. As a police chief?
As the police chief.
You run for election for police chief? Down here, it's an appointed position.
We have some areas. We've talked about this. Some areas here are elected police chiefs, and some are appointed. This one, obviously, is an elected police chief position. But he is also, he's running for re-election as we speak.
I wonder if it was his own officers that arrested him.
No, he said state police did it.
Makes sense.
What it is, if he's taking his money, I'm sure this police, he might be the only person that works there. I think the town he works, or village or whatever, is only like 500 or 600 people population. So it's a very small area. So I'm sure his pay is not, You know, the local convenience store clerk's probably making more than he is. But you still don't steal. But,
right.
But I think it's funny that he's been arrested. He got arrested in 2020. He's been arrested already this year once and just got rearrested again. And he's still running for police chief.
Hey, whatever. More power to him.
I'm curious. We're going to have to go check in a few months or whatever when I figure out what time the election is, see if they reelected this dude.
Well, I think he's missing a button on his shirt, and it's fucking killing me.
I just want to know if they're going to reelect this dude while he's got, like, 20 pending felony charges against his ass.
Nobody probably runs against him. Everybody in the town is probably like, fuck, I don't want that shit.
So, I'm just curious. We're going to have to find out. I mean, well, hopefully we'll find out if they ever catch Precious.
No.
You don't think
she's
they're going
to? She's gone with the wind, buddy.
Poor Precious.
But wait, you know, she does look a lot like the chick that works for Biden. Talks.
Maybe that's her. Maybe that is her with a wig on or something.
That's it. What is you know they're real big on wearing wigs in that administration.
Yeah. Next, we're going to talk about a North Carolina sheriff. This is a good one.
A sheriff in North Carolina, in response to the Uvalde shootings and other mass shootings in the United States, has decided that he's tired of the officers not being armed enough. So he went out and decided that all the schools and their resource officers are now going to be armed with AR-15s. I'm surprised that the deputies weren't. I mean, they're SROs, but either way, they're going to lock them in safes. When I originally heard the story, I thought they were going to, like, hand them to every teacher to sling across their back.
Oh, I thought they were wearing them on duty in school.
So basically, it is going to be locked in a big safe inside the SRO's office. So even in the event of a shooting, the odds, he's not going to take the time to unlock the safe. I would rather engage someone with my sidearm in a close quarters combat situation.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, CQB is not designed for an AR. Now, if you had something smaller like an MP4.
MP5, you mean?
No, they make an MP4 as well. But an MP4, an MP5, one of the smaller, or a bullpup. Because the last thing you want to do is take that weapon and sweep a corner, and because you have to cut the pie to make sure that you're getting the whole room.
Somebody grab that barrel.
Right, they grab a hold of that fucking barrel. And, I mean, obviously you could shoot them, but it defeats the purpose. They can leverage that out of your hands. I would rather just be able to take my weapon up close and personal, see the target, push and pull, you know. Yeah, it's good that they have them, but I would rather engage with my sidearm. I'm better with that. I train a lot more with my sidearm than I do with an AR.
What's that one they have there? Like
a vector?
Like a 223 round pistol that they make.
Oh, fuck that. The wrist breaker? I've seen it once or twice. I'm not a fan.
I've seen a few. I've never shot one.
See, now, like, I have a vector, and a vector is able to fold the stock, and it basically can turn into a small handgun with a foregrip, and you can sweep. The cool thing about a vector, I know we're getting into guns here, guys, but either way, a vector is cool because instead of the recoil on, say, a Glock slides straight back, the vector actually slides back and down, causing the gun to have zero recoil. So you can literally put 30 rounds on target in succession and not kick. Yeah, the Chris Vector.
I think they ought to get a photon stun gun.
Oh, they make a rail gun now?
That shoots laser beams.
They make a rail gun now that shoots like half-dollar size slugs at like 300 miles an hour.
Well, I know they got the big ones that are mounted on battleships or something.
Yeah, but they make them now for like home defense. I'll have to find it and send it to you. I want one so
bad. Sure that's probably about $20,000.
Right? I mean, but I could just imagine because the guy would be hearing it fire up. Zzz, and be like, you going to shoot me with a Nerf gun? Sure,
Roy,
guy.
Roy, I understand you don't like guns. People in your community usually do not like guns.
Yeah, I lost mine in my boating accident. I like to take them with me everywhere. And when my boat sank, it went down.
No. Well, we've got a video for this next one. This one's involving a judge.
Leading over plans to move the most dangerous kids to a new jail in East Baton Rouge.
This is the video.
An Indiana judge has been arrested and now faces a felony charge. An Indiana state police investigation led to the arrest of Judge Sabrina Bell of Crawford County.
We just decided to do an extra one there, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was literally all of a sudden.
It was like, I'm like, all right, let's do this. This is that judge right there. She's not a bad looking lady in that picture.
I'd hit it.
Indiana. She's accused of domestic battery in the presence of a child under 16 for an incident that happened on April 12th.
Oh, damn, she hit a kid?
Indiana State Police have...
I think it has to do with some kind of domestic shit.
Not given any details about that incident, but Bell was booked into the county jail and has already been released. Bell is the same judge who was suspended in 2019 for, quote, behaving in an unjudicious manner when a night of bar hopping in Indianapolis with two Clark County, Indiana judges led to a fight at a White Castle in which the Clark County judges were shot.
That explains everything. The minute they said Indiana, I instantly knew they were going to be beating the shit out of themselves.
But, that's that one. Anyway,
like how little gangsters are just sitting there. Like the judges are just over there, like enjoying their fucking 12 pack of White Castles.
White Claw?
White Castle. And the little gangsters are like talking shit, and then the judges are like, you know what? I'm about that life. Welcome to Indianapolis, bitch. And just beat the shit out of them.
That's funny as you just said that.
What?
Because I just did some more sound. Tell me all about that life. I just did that one today. Tell me all about that life. And you just happened to say it.
It's like, oh shit, dog. Straight out of Indianapolis. Vroom, vroom.
I like me some Crystal Burgers and stuff like that. They're delicious.
So Crystal's is the ghetto version of White Castle.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Don't White be Castle calling. The, do not no, be White calling Castle's Crystal. Do not be calling Crystal Burgers ghetto.
Okay, first of all, you know the same kind of communities that Popeyes are in? Those are the Crystal Burger communities, okay?
So you're saying the places where I live are ghetto because we got Popeyes everywhere.
The upper echelon would be White Castle.
You're hearing this right, Pepper?
But you know what they don't have at Disney?
Crystal Burgers.
You know what they have at Disney?
Pedophiles.
The world's largest
pedophiles.
White Castle.
Pedophiles. We buy, well, you can go buy pedophiles at the bakery down here. They're delicious. They little pieces of cake about this big.
Jesus.
Little pedophiles.
So this next one, the sheriff says, one arrested after car wash shooting in Hammond, one suspect at large. So basically they were sitting in the thing and they were riding through the little rainbow spray. And Jamal jumped on the hood and said, what about it? And they fucking shot him. And I didn't read this story. Hang on. Let me go through this. One man was arrested, one suspect remains at large after a shooting at a car wash in Tangipahoa Parish Saturday afternoon. The Tangipahoa Sheriff's Office identified Tommy Alexander, 19, and Mikkel Cato, of course he's Cato, Lassar, 20, as suspects in the shooting. Alexander was arrested, but deputies are asking for the public's help in locating Lassar. The Sheriff's Office responded to a report shooting at a car wash on Club Deluxe Road near Happywoods Road in Hammond around 2 p.m. Saturday. I don't know where that's at. Deputies say two juveniles were sitting inside a vehicle going through the car wash. Oh, my God, I'm so close. When the second vehicle pulled into the neighboring wash bay, one person allegedly got out of the second vehicle, approached the juveniles while the little rainbow bubbly shit was drizzling over their heads, and shot the vehicle multiple times. When the juvenile attempted to flee the scene, they crashed into another. Turned out it was a deputy. No, I just made that part up. Uninvolved vehicle, deputies say. No one was injured by the gunfire, but one of the juveniles was transported to the hospital after sustaining minor injuries for the soap getting in his eyes. After the shooting, Tommy Alexander was located and taken into custody on two counts of attempted second-degree murder.
It was the hot wax. Hello? Can I help you? The hot wax got him. But there goes more kids doing stupid shit.
Yep.
Hot
wax got them.
Yep, in Tangipahoa Parish.
You know, this is only the second time this has happened. This is because those that do not know, I'm sitting inside of my office.
Well, this next one, I had pictures. I obviously forgot to put them on here and thought I had. So that's my bad. And there he is, right there. See him? That's Duke the dog right there. Just decided to jump in the frame there, didn't you, buddy? Yeah, I love you too. There, yeah. Kisses. That's him right there.
Oh, Duke the dog.
So, Finally decided, you are not getting on my lap right now, buddy. You can't.
He's like, look at my Duke the Dog collar.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
Get down, buddy. Come on. Get down. Thank you. So, you see what you did now? No, you know. I know it's horrible. So bad. We had two guys arrested in Baton Rouge. Two more guys arrested in Baton Rouge. What's up, David?
Yeah, my kids love Duke.
Two Baton Rouge men get arrested for, guess what? Distributing some child pornography. I had pictures of them, but forgot to put them
on the screen. You had pictures?
I forgot to. Don't share those pictures. Of the guys, not what they were doing. The two men were arrested a couple Thursdays ago for possession of pornography involving children that were 12 years old and younger. These Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office said 33-year-old Christopher Moore of Baton Rouge was booked on 14 counts of kiddie porn. And if he's found guilty, he could go to prison for a minimum of 25 years. They also arrested a 52-year-old guy, Jonathan Zeno of Baton Rouge, on 50 counts of of kiddie porn. And computer-aided solicitation. So he was trying to hook up with some kids. He was also booked for 12 counts of cruelty to animals in possession of a firearm by convicted felons. He said that he is a registered sex offender. Sounds like that piece of shit should not get out of jail at all, ever again. Yeah, but that I do have. I had him a big dog filter on. That was a Chihuahua, Josh? No, it's not. That one. But yeah, more pedophiles. What's up, Bumper Jumper? Glad you could stop in. Bumper Jumper's gonna come back and do a part two, trust me.
Good. Just have him standing up on a bumper.
Said whip them dudes with some dildos and have some fist for dessert, basically. Yes, I agree with you on that because pedophiles are the worst, and right under pedophiles or domestic violence people that beat on women and stuff like that and children. But what's this next one?
Basically, I'm going to go over this next one, and you tell me if I'm wrong, because this is what I took away from it. So basically, due to COVID-19, there's a lot of companies that came out of the woodworks. It don't sound like the regular ankle monitor process where it's actually by the PO. It sounds like it's a privatized company. So basically, because of COVID, they were letting people out on ankle monitors, and it has to be monitored by somebody like me and you that own a company. Right?
Yeah, they're basically like contracted out.
Okay. So basically, one particular instance is this guy that was in prison on some pretty bad charges, decided to get out, stalk his ex-wife, and brutally murder her while being on a fucking ankle monitor.
I think we covered that story a while back.
Yeah. Basically, these companies are paid, and they could give a fuck less.
Well, they're getting the money. Their problem is it don't sound like they're monitoring.
Right.
I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying whatever one did, some of them, I mean, obviously wasn't doing it. Getting
they
the money and not monitoring. Well,
there's
not somebody sitting there actually monitoring the monitors.
Right. I mean, they should have, like, if I was a PO and somebody was on one of those, I would tell them not to tell the person. I would go grab that little bastard, and I would go somewhere that clearly violates them. And then I would bring them back home and see if they actually called me. If they did not, we'd be pulling that damn ankle monitor off. But, yeah, that's – everybody knows women can't beat on men.
Well, no, that's not true. Back in the day, I've talked about it before. We used to have to go to this house all the time, this trailer, all the time. Every Friday and Saturday night when we were working, we knew we were going over there. This chick was a stripper. Her husband was at home, and she would come home drunk. And then he would get mad because she was drunk when she got home from the titty bar from shaking her ass, making money. And then they would get in an argument. And then she would beat the holy fuck out of him, and then he would refuse. This was way before they had domestic violence law. Of course, he would refuse to press charges on her. And because the problem with it was, you're like, oh, he must have been a little bitch. No, she was like some kind of like fifth degree black belt in karate some karate type shit and was really good at it. Even when she was drunk, obviously, because she used to whoop the shit out of this dude. He wasn't a small guy, you hear me?
Yeah, but you know what? There is no other person on this planet worse to fucking handcuff than a scrawny, tiny, drunk woman.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking slip, slide, jump, twist, fucking, before you know it, they're on your back like a damn monkey.
Yeah. Bomber Trump says the ankle monitors are great if you want to monitor how many times they violate their home arrest. And Peffer says they only monitor if they are suspected of doing something. Well, if they're on home arrest, they shouldn't be outside something. Of their home. Them bastards. Well, we're going over here to Detroit, Rock City, next.
Oh, it's got to be a good story out of Detroit.
Detroit, of course it is. The Detroit man. This dude is where's the story at?
He's a big old dude.
Yeah, like I said, I apologize for the pictures not being up, but that's what happens sometimes, especially when you're in a hurry. They're at their job. Yeah, that's right, Pepper. That's right. They're supposed to be on home arrest. That's not having a job. Anyway, Billy Ray Cormier, 35 years old, while he's awaiting trial for allegedly assaulting and torturing his pregnant girlfriend back in 2020, and he's now charged with hiring someone to kill her less than a month before his pretrial hearings were scheduled to begin.
Yeah, that's true love right there.
It's real love. Billy Ray Cormier was arrested and charged with one count of premeditated first-degree murder in connection with the death of 32-year-old Tiffany Joseph.
I can tell you one thing. If his name is Billy Ray, he ain't from fucking Detroit.
According to, he's actually a very large black guy with dreadlocks. He's not, you would think the name like Billy Ray would be
like, thinking like
you
think park,
thinking about Billy Ray it. Cyrus, you know, right. With his achy breaky arm. It's not him. It's that guy right there. It, of course, it put a filter on him. He doesn't look like that. Yeah, he was persistent. We get back to it. At approximately 11:07 p.m. on July 5th of this year, emergency people responded to a dead person that was observed at a residence located in the 8830 block of Rosemont Avenue. Upon arriving at the scene, first responders discovered the body of an adult female inside of a home. She appeared to have sustained several gunshots that would be with the holes in her would have been. They say, looking into the shooting, they believe Billy Ray shot her on July 4th, solicited his younger cousin, 18-year-old Spencer Lewis Cormier III, to ultimately gun her down. Spencer was taken into custody by Detroit PD on Friday and charged with first-degree premeditated murder. He is also facing one count of a felon possession of a firearm. Oh, is that the wrong story? He keeps jumping. This one keeps jumping around on me for some reason. Yeah, it was the wrong story. This guy's freaking, he must have been really mad at this woman. No, it was the correct story. Billy Ray was already locked up at the county jail when he got Spencer to kill her. He's been behind bars for three felony charges since he allegedly launched a brutal attack on Joseph in 2020 when she was pregnant. She was pregnant and he beat the fuck out of her. He was charged with torture, assaulting a pregnant individual intentionally. Oh, he caused her to miscarriage. So he basically killed his unborn child, too. You talk about a dirtbag. He's got a $2 million bond.
Or is that just an unplanned abortion? How does that work?
Never mind.
Different podcast.
He killed his own child. He beat up his pregnant girlfriend and killed his own baby. That's a certain type of
but how piece is that of different shit from right her there. Getting an abortion?
It's different. He beat her up and did it. And then he got his he done solicited his cousin to kill her. So now she's even dead. I mean, this dude here, they need to, I don't know if they have the death penalty there or not, but.
The North? Not a chance.
But he needs to, I'm surprised they didn't let him out of jail.
I mean, Detroit's not as bad as Chicago or fucking New York, but.
Yeah, well, he's probably, well, he might have been one of those that says, if I can't have you, nobody will. And Josh Peffers, I don't think he was from Greenbow, Alabama.
Oh, do you think he wasn't licensed to be a doctor or perform the abortion?
No, I doubt he was. Davis says Spencer Lewis III with a name like that, he should get his ass whooped. Yeah. No victim, no conviction. They definitely have a victim now. And I mean, now she's a dead victim. No, he is not licensed. That dude's that sick individual. And his cousin must be a complete idiot to go do something like that.
They family, man. They're sticking together.
Well, I can guarantee you as soon as he got arrested, he's like, oh, he paid me to do it.
Yeah, see, he ain't licensed to run his clinic. See, I knew he should have went down to pull the permit first and be like, what kind of job you got? Abortion clinic. It's like, what?
Unfortunately, well, you know what? I'm going to say something that probably won't be too popular, whatever, but it's probably the best thing that could have happened was that baby not being born for its own sake, because it would have been born into just a fucked up mess of a family.
You know that he would have had some great genetics. Like that.
Yeah, I mean, because this poor child basically had zero chance of growing up to probably have a chance of anything. So, I mean, it's just fucked up. They just got messed up people in this world.
I don't know. I'm still sticking with it was an abortion. All right, moving on to the next story.
Well, you going to give them a little brief, and I got videos on the next two.
Oh, you got the snake one?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you a brief on it. Basically, the homeowner called 911, stated, hey, my family member's got a fucking snake around his neck and can't breathe. They said, what? Because they didn't believe him. They literally made him repeat it twice. The officers arrived on scene, and the family member said, come with me. They rushed into the home where the guy was laying face down, blue.
Well,
he was
messed up. First, they called the first time, and Preston says, I ain't got time for that, and hung up on him.
No. Anyway, so they go in the house, and they see this gigantic fucking snake, 15 foot long, wrapped around this man's throat. And they decided, okay, best thing, blow its head off. So they shot it, and it didn't die. It, like, kind of unraveled and started to go away. Well,
if they'd used a 9mm, it'd have blown its lungs completely out of it.
Snakes don't have lungs. Anyway.
Yes, it does. How do you think it breathes?
I don't think so.
Yeah, if they have lungs, they can't breathe if they don't have lungs. It ain't like they're fish or something with gill. You better Google that shit. Let me tell you this video.
I'm going to Google it. Yeah, you go ahead. But either way, snake's dead.
An Indiana judge has been arrested and now faces a felony charge. Indiana.
Out of Lehigh County, police say they were forced to shoot a massive 15-foot snake as it was strangling its owner. It happened today in Fogelsville, Upper Macungie Township near Allentown. Our Jennifer Joyce.
Yeah, I want to say Bumper Jumper is a snake lover. A big snake lover. Every time we get snake calls, we send the Bumper Jumper after the snakes.
They only have one functioning lung.
See, I told you they had a lung.
But they do not require the exchange of respiratory gases to live.
Well, it still has a lung.
And they can literally breathe anything.
If they would have used a 9mm, it would have blowed that lung completely out of it. You could have shot it in his tail, and his lung would have shot out. So.
Reports.
Police say when they arrived, the victim was in cardiac arrest. The midsection of the snake was wrapped around the victim's neck. And we are talking about a massive snake, more than 15 feet long. And police confirmed this snake was a pet at the home.
I've been doing this job for 19 years. And I think this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this.
A life or death situation like they've never seen before.
I've seen that before. But it was on a movie with Jennifer Lopez in it called Anaconda. just saying.
Members of the Upper Meconjie Police Department say they responded to the 1400 block of Church Street in Fogelsville just after 2 p.m. That's where they found a 15-foot snake wrapped around a man's throat.
That's awful small house to be having a big 15-foot snake in it.
Any house is small to have a 15-foot fucking snake in it.
Police say the 28-year-old victim was lying unresponsive on the floor of the home.
The officers had to make a quick decision. The snake was very much alive, and they were well aware that the snake could cause the officers damage.
One neighbor says she saw emergency responders swarming this property on the block. Police officers on location say it was like a scene from a horror movie. Everyone was in danger. They acted.
They act like everybody this snake was just. They were not. That snake was busy squeezing that fucker until he died so he could eat him.
Yeah, this ain't that movie fucking Anaconda where it comes out of
this was a fucking python. And the snake was squeezing him so after he died, he could eat him because the snake was hungry. So obviously this guy that owned the snake hadn't been feeding him enough. Because if he was, the snake wouldn't have been hungry wanting to eat him. So just saying. Yeah, I mean, they act like this was like Anaconda from the movie. I mean, the snake would have seen him, just let him go and start attacking people or something like that.
The minute I arrived on scene, he turned and faced me with his fangs and a glow in his eye. No, that's not what happened.
And the snake went, I'm going to see you. No, it didn't fucking happen.
And then all of a sudden, the officer's unloaded with a 12-gauge. Victim be damned.
Yeah, the snake was wrapped around his neck in his body area. It was squeezing him up. Like I said, it was gonna squeeze him, make him stop breathing. So he was a snake snack instead of a rap snack.
Wait, firing a single shot at the snake in an attempt to save the man's life.
The head of the snake was actually a far enough distance away from the victim that an officer was able to shoot the snake, at which point he did, and the snake kind of started to slither off, and the officers were able to pull the male away from the grasp of the snake. Had he not done that, I don't know how they would have released the male from the grasp of the snake, honestly.
The victim was transported to a local hospital. Police are describing it as a very serious situation. They also tell us that the snake died, and investigators confirm that there were several snake enclosures found inside the home. Reporting from Fogelsville, I'm Jennifer Joyce, Fox 29 News.
Okay.
An update.
These all rookies?
I don't know. We have to update the story. Update. The snake owner is now suing the police department for loss of his snake. And there was massive protest in downtown Pfluger.
Snake Lives Matter.
In Pflugerville. They were Snake Lives Matters. They were rioting, shutting the streets down. And they said that this snake was unarmed when he was shot.
They were freeing snakes in the street.
Yes, this snake was just doing snakety stuff. And they did not give him proper commands to release. They did not try tasing him first or using less than lethal rounds first before they just went straight to their gun.
Yeah,
I mean, what about
that?
This snake's Mr. and Mrs. Snake said that Junior Snake there was not doing nothing wrong and he suffered from mental illness.
Allegedly.
And he hadn't been on his medicine. But he was a good boy, and he was working things out, and he was about to start college.
Has none of these cops, they all have to be rookies that have never seen a single version of Crocodile Dundee.
Where was this at? What state was this in?
I thought it was like Arkansas or something. Chicago.
Oh, that's what's wrong. It's a bunch of city people.
No, Pennsylvania. Same shit, though.
We'd have been like, that shit would have been happening down here. We'd have been like, hold on. Hold your breath a second. I got to get a picture of this shit. I got to get a picture of this shit before. It's like, hold on. We're going to see if we can unroll them. So instead of using all that force to break up rides, just throw a few 15-foot snakes in there. And you'll see all them assholes' elbows. You're right. Just, here, catch this. but, I mean, it's not the snake. Understand they had to shoot the snake. to get it released? Because you're not a snake that big. You're not going to physically pull it off of this man once it's done.
Exactly, Joshua. So, fire up the bull.
But what I am saying, though, is the way the news media and the way they talk about it, they act like it was off the movie The Anaconda. Like they walked in and his eyes were glowing red and it was, you know, just eating people and spitting them out. Like, that's not what happened.
Like it looked at him and like, said, like he, next.
They could have probably just, they probably just walked up to the snake and basically shot it point blank because the snake was preoccupied. I'm sorry, she got me teared up laughing so hard. City people with fucking animals. Then I hope they did eat the snake. I'm sure that sucker had a shit ton of meat on it.
Oh, yeah.
Bumder said the owner was suffering from mental illness for having a fucking snake in the first place.
Multiple snakes. I wonder if it got rid of the rest of them.
And this next one is a tragedy right here. This is a total travesty. We're going back to the videos and this is involving a canine.
Out of Lehigh County, that's police say it. They were forced to shoot a massive 15-foot
after a traffic stop and then an encounter with a Gainesville police canine. Good evening and welcome. I'm John Brown.
She's got some very... Is them lips natural? Because I doubt
it's
it.
It's a guy.
Over here, the chick, that's not a guy in a purple dress.
Oh, no, I didn't see her. It. Something's wrong with her jaw.
He's like some drunk Cajun would have been trying to put Zatarain's on.
Put Danos on it. Little pop pop.
I'm not unmasked there, this Bumper Jumper. It's a different, it's just a different filter. I'm Brad Pitt.
And I'm Deborah Cho. Officers.
That's Deborah Cho. Now y'all check this dude's on.
That was so perfect.
Yeah, y'all check this dude's eye patch out.
Terrell Bradley ran from them and needed the dog to track him down. Tonight, Bradley is speaking exclusively with Fox 35's Stephanie Buffamonte.
How you like that name? Stephanie Buffamonte.
It sounded like she just said that the guy needed the dog to track him down.
I think no, but he didn't do nothing wrong. He just, you know, just ran from the police while they were trying to arrest him.
That's a wild-ass area, too.
The canine has been taken off the job.
Yeah, the poor canine. I wonder if he's suspended with pay. That's all
Did
I want to know.
Swallow the eye?
Is he suspended with pay?
I spoke sure with the man who was attacked by that police dog. He believes it was way too aggressive and wanted to share his story with us to make sure share this it. Doesn't happen to someone else.
When they grabbed me, it didn't let up. He wasn't acting like a dog that had any control over himself.
30-year-old Terrell Bradley is now missing one eye, and his hand was chewed up after a canine attacked him following a...
Looks like that dog did his job to me. I mean, personally, I mean...
The dog's fucking job is to stop you. Your problem is you ran.
He stopped. I wonder, did the dog swallow the eye, or did it just, like,
that's
maul
what I'm
it
wondering.
Up?
Is that why he's off the job?
I mean,
shit this
yeah,
guy
I mean, because they have to wait to get the evidence out, that the eyeball out the butt or something like that. I mean, I just want to know if the dog's suspended with pay or without pay.
Traffic stop.
Yeah, I feel like nobody shouldn't get pulled over on a traffic stop and leave without an eye and get ate up by a dog.
Well, if you pull on a traffic stop and you don't run from the police as they're trying to put you in jail, they won't send a dog after you. Don't stick your eye in his mouth when he's biting you. Correct. Just close your eyes.
I've never seen a canine go after anything besides hands or legs.
Yeah, me too. He was probably punching it or something.
Right. Gainesville police said an officer trying to stop Bradley for a traffic violation 2 weeks ago. The officer said he saw contraband and believed Bradley was acting suspiciously. When the officer patted down Bradley, they say he attacked the officer and ran away. They say they were loaded.
He wasn't doing nothing wrong.
The dog just attacked him, and he did that.
In his car, the officer ran Bradley's name and found he was a convicted felon. Officers started looking for him with a canine, and the police dog found him hiding behind the bushes when the dog took him down. Bradley tells me he ran because he felt the officer was being aggressive from the start, and he felt unsafe.
Yep.
Comply.
Of course. How many times Is this the new narrative? Is this the new narrative now for everybody that fucking runs? I felt unsafe. Yeah, you like that? The cop was being aggressive, and I felt unsafe. You attacked the cop. If you felt unsafe, you wouldn't attack somebody. I don't attack people that I'm scared of. Okay. Look at it. He's got his own little eye patch. Justice for Tyree.
I mean, what? It says justice for Terrell or whatever on his eye patch, but
yeah, it says I was just out running from the police on my daily exercise, and this dog just came out of nowhere and bit me.
Well, because you know when they found him, they didn't instantly release the dog. What is the procedure?
Well,
you approach, say, "Show me your hands, come out."
What I'm betting is they were tracking him because they didn't see him. They were looking for him, so the dog was probably out on at least a 10 or 15 foot lead. Doing a track.
Was it at night?
No, I don't know. But that he was hiding. He obviously, Terrell didn't run far enough away, and he was hiding in the bush, and the dog come across him, and it's like, oh, look, this is the guy I'm looking for. I'm going to bite him.
He's smelling off a lot like that shit I've been chasing.
Yeah, he's not going to. You're not going to run from me again. Damn. Your eyeball don't even taste like a meatball. This shit's nasty. So. But this guy here, listen to him. He just
need to train people despite what they see, despite what they run up and check on you, when they run behind you and they run your tag plate and information. So now they feel like because you passed or whatever, they got to treat you a different way.
That's your fucking job.
You had guns and drugs in the vehicle. That's what you.
We're doing cop things. The canine knew to get your ass.
Wow, this dude here.
I just want to be that voice and be like, I feel like those people need to be treated fairly too.
The Gainesville police chief released a statement saying, "Let me begin by saying it is never the intent of our officers to injure anyone we encounter. We understand that this incident has brought up many emotions and our neighbors have questions."
Oh my God, this chief sound like they fucking woke.
Yeah. Well, it's Gainesville. That's UF.
What this chief should have said was like, if you run from us, you're going to get McBit by the fucking dog.
Well, that's
don't
the
run.
Gainesville's technically liberal, and it's all one big college town. Okay, so the mayor hires the police chief down here. So, no.
Well, Roy says don't fuck without... With our Florida canines, they don't play, obviously. Josh says, I tell my dog, come on, let's get that motherfucker.
Yeah, if it's Polk County, Grady Judd would have been like, the dog bit him, and he bit him a lot.
Yeah, I ain't saying sorry to him. I think he got exactly what he deserved.
Don't run. The moral of the story is always, I have never seen an officer, and let me be very clear, my years in law enforcement, I've actually met racist law enforcement officers, and none of them woke up and said, I'm going to go to work and beat up a black guy.
Yeah, no, exactly.
They just want to do their job and go home at the end of the day. Same with Walmart. You show up at your job, you check in, you do your bullshit, you check out, you go home to your family. The only difference is we get fucking shot at.
Melissa says, great. He would have said, would have looked at him and says, you're lucky it wasn't both the eyes. You made my dog sick. Fucking dog threw up for a week after eating your eyeball, motherfucker. Sending you the vet bill.
He went on to say, because of the seriousness of the injuries, they reviewed the case and decided the canine needed to be temporarily removed.
You hear that word, though, temporarily, right?
Oh, he's a good boy.
Because of those dogs or what? The fucking dogs are expensive as hell.
$12,000 to $25,000. A properly trained, good canine that is purchased from a reputable breeder, usually overseas, and then shipped to Canada. And then the officer gets flown to Canada for a few months to train with that dog. Yeah, it's 25 to 30,000.
Royce, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, would put out a statement and said, don't run and you won't get bit. You run, you could lose an eye. It's like,
you could lose an eye.
Yeah, it's like, it's all fun and games till somebody loses an eye. Literally, that's right there. Terrell's like, yeah, I'm gonna get away. Oh fuck, I can only see out of one of my eyes now. Oh fucking
terrain. I love how he tried to turn that around.
Oh, he's he's.
I'm just blessed. I'm blessed to be here. I'm happy to be here still to be able to talk and just try to make sure it don't happen to.
See him on. He's like, Mama, I fucked up.
I wonder if when he got home, his mom was like, I told you not to fucking run, boy.
Oh, no. She's like, I'm calling a lawyer.
Anybody else?
The Gainesville police chief also said in a statement they are going to review their canine deployment policy and get input from experts and residents.
Oh, this police chief here.
Gainesville, Stephanie Buffmonte, Fox 35 News.
I can just tell by the little statements he's saying. Oh, he's playing to the fucking the mob over there.
Well, let me tell you, it's in Levy County, and I'll tell you that the sheriff there is kind of like Grady Judd, but he's very quiet.
Yeah, but this
don't put up with that shit.
But this is a PD guy. This ain't right. The sheriff.
But I mean, if the guy gets laid off, they'll just hire him at the sheriff.
I'm just saying. Hope they don't try to charge him or nothing.
For what? Never mind.
Well, what day and time we living in? You gonna say for what?
But we in Florida, buddy.
Yeah, but they got some woke motherfuckers in Florida too.
Governor vetoed that
everywhere. Roy said, look at the advertisement at the bottom of the video. It was advertisement for an injury lawyer. Look, I guarantee whatever injury lawyer he hires, they're going to be like, are you stupid motherfucker? Why did you give him a statement?
Right.
Obviously, Terrell is not one of the college students, because if he is, he needs to go to grammar class, okay? Because he just... It's like what I get is people. I'm so sick of people playing the victim. He cannot take responsibility for his own actions. The worst thing that would have happened to him if he wouldn't have attacked the cop and ran off
he would have went
to jail. Now he's probably going to get more charged. Of course, now, well, I don't know. He might get paid now because a lot of these cities now would just rather write you a fucking check than actually fight you in court.
You're missing the point. Before, he would have just went to jail. Now he's going to jail and missing an eye.
Yeah. Now he's can only see half the TV.
There's only one place to fight a police officer, and it's not on the side of the road. It's in a courtroom. I've said that 100 million times, and only an idiot decides to run or fight the police. Because let me tell you, if you beat one police, you beat two police, the rest of them are coming for your ass.
Yeah. I agree with you, Bumper Jumper. Said the police chief's got to review the policy. He's the police chief. Shouldn't he fucking know the policy?
He should.
So, it's bullshit. They did not sick that dog on him. They were tracking with the dog. Bad guy just happened to be in the way and got his ass bit. I remember old department I used to work for, they had a dog, like, the dog was released on somebody, and it was a female, and...
Started humping her?
No, it she lost one of her nipples, like bit her nipple like, off her titty. Yeah, I don't know if it was reattached or what, or if the dog, I don't know. The dog bit her nipple off.
Okay, so I'll get one funny canine story. I won't talk about the department that it was in. A very good friend of mine was in charge of the canine division. So I was privy to this conversation because it was definitely swept underneath the rug.
Would never sweep nothing under the rug.
So we had one of the biggest canine divisions in the state, and we had this one dog. I won't even say his name because a lot of people will be able to look it up.
His name is D.O.G.
Oh, my God. He was like the size of a fucking grizzly bear. I've never seen a German Shepherd this fucking big, and he was extremely violent. There was only one canine handler that could handle that dog without actually getting bit. He only liked one fucking person. I didn't like that one person. Either way, those cars have the automatic door popper so that the officer is in trouble, the dog can hit the switch and let himself out of the car. Said officer goes into the convenience store, parks at a gas pump. He goes in and grabs his Mountain Dew. Dog lets himself out of the car, goes to the next guy at the gas pump, attacks him, brings him to the fucking ground. Once the guy's on the ground, he gets back in the fucking car and pulls the door shut.
So the cop comes out and don't even realize the dog got out the car.
Right. He's just like, why is this fucking guy screaming? And he's like, your fucking dog attacked me. And he's like, bullshit. They had to call the fucking supervisor. They had to get the fucking camera footage. Oh, God. Yeah, that guy got fucking paid. But I just...
Did the dog get suspended or fired?
No. It was one of the best canines you've ever seen. It didn't miss dope.
He's like, I just don't. He just didn't like that dude, right? He's like,
yeah, I guess. I don't know why he fucking bit him to this day. Like, because it wasn't like he had drugs on him and he was going to sit there and be like, Dad, he has drugs. No, he got back in the car. Like, fuck just like, this dude. It's
like, I don't like that dude. Man, I don't like the way that dude looks. Fuck him.
Could you imagine just pumping gas and all of a sudden out of nowhere a gigantic German Shepherd just fucking wham!
And just disappears like, where the fucking dog?
Yeah, you're on the ground like, ah! And it just disappears and you don't know where it went.
It's sneaky fucker. All right, everybody. Well, we've been going for almost an hour and a half. I hope y'all enjoyed it. We had fun.
Love every one of you.
Say come back Sunday for sure. There's no telling when we make pop back on and do this shit again.
This is more of this crazy shit. We just might have to.
It's getting crazy here in Louisiana. So there's plenty of good crime stories we can make fun of, you know, stuff like that. So you're just gonna have to make sure your notification bell's locked on there so you'll know when we do go live. Yeah, here you go, Roy. One more time. There you go. Anyway, everybody be safe. Watch your back, watch your partner's back, and remember to smile, because I could always be behind you. Thanks for watching. And remember to smile, because Iceman could always be behind you. We're out.